Am I doing an intro?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Rookie Investor podcast featuring Phil and Gareth. This week, we're going to get into something that people have been very interested in, day trading.
Just weaned off there, went back to the Irish accent.
Of course, I'm not going to keep up my news presenter voice all the time.
Everyone wanted you to for that 30 minutes.
People love hearing my Irish accent. I hear that all the time. So this week, yeah, we're going to get into day trading. So day trading is that fun, exciting world of making money instantly and never losing any money, Phil. Isn't that the way it works?
That's how it works. And you do it on your yacht in the French Riviera.
Always. Or on a beach for some reason. Everyone seems to be on a beach. Fucking beach.
That's the worst fucking place to day trade.
Don't day trade. Don't use a computer on a beach.
Everywhere else.
It's hot.
You're
there glare.
Looking at a frigging chart and everyone else is in the water.
That's right. There's no battery power.
Who does that?
Tim Sykes. That's who does it.
What are you doing, mate?
What we want to get into is a lot of people have been talking about day trading. We've had a lot of our cheeky crew, they've mentioned day trading, and we actually run a day trading course. So just before we start, it's probably worth doing a bit of self-promotion, which I think we're allowed to do because we don't tend to promote that much.
Yeah, we can do that.
So we actually have a really awesome day trading course. It's part of a huge amount of information, which is the masterclass training course. So it's basically a full-on training course that we've created and that covers pretty much all aspects of investing.
Well, it covers three core aspects. Talk about undervalued, growth, and trading.
Perfect.
All in there.
And investment strategies as well, I think, are part of that as well.
It comes under there.
Yep.
New course too, $1 billion investment strategies.
And a new course is part of that. So it's a huge amount of information. It's honestly all you need to actually get started to be successful in investing. You can check it out. I think at the moment it's $697.
cheekyinvestor.com/masterclass.
Yep. So get on the website, check it out. It's a really powerful tool. If you're serious about investing, this is for the people that actually are like, yep, I want to create this passive income. I really want to do this. It's a full-on course, huge amounts of, it's hours of information. The really good thing about it is that I find, that you'll probably be the same, is that you can actually go online, you go onto the learning platform, and you can learn when you want. It's all through video, so it's really interactive, it's really easy to watch, but you're not stuck following a course that you have to follow. You can pick and choose when you want to get in there. You can go straight to the day trading stuff and look at that, or you can go to the growth investing or the value investing, whatever you want to do. It's completely up to you. And of course, once you join up, you're also then become part of our group, where our Facebook page and our group, where we're always there to ask questions, to put questions out, to help and support and kick and cajole and do all that kind of stuff. So highly recommend it. If you're any way interested in this topic, check it out. So day trading, what's
day trading.
It all about?
All right, so let's break it down. Let's get even further. Four types of trading.
Okay.
And I'll put this video in our group, Rookie Investor Facebook group, if you want to join that. So we'll break it down to four kind of traders, because you tend to think day trading, you're sitting in front of your computer, you're reading your charts, you've got 25 screens in front of you.
Yep.
Doesn't have to be that way. Four key ways you can do it. One of it's called a position trader. So that's how you take a position for sort of weeks to months. So it kind of borderlines investing in some kind of ways, because it's a bit longer term. So this is really good if you're still working, I guess, in your day job and you don't want to be all over the markets and all over the news the whole time. So you might analyze a stock and you look to buy and hold for, say, 4 or 5 months to hit to a certain price point. The next one apart from that is something called swing trading. So taking advantage of swing price movements. And that's probably sort of days to weeks. You know, you might hold a position for a few different weeks while some momentum changes or the money flows in or the money flows out of the company. Next one's a classic day trading, and as you suggest, that's you're holding the stock for days, potentially sometimes hours, but you're day trading the markets, you're just reading the information, what's in front of you, and then you have something called scalping, and that's minutes. You're reading like 5-minute charts, 15-minute charts, and trying to take advantage of rapid price movements, and for that to be successful, you want to have 40 screens, because you need different time frames, a lot of time to commit. But you also want low fees because you're trading a lot. So you don't want to pay a lot of fees to make that successful. And that's where a lot of these algorithms come in. So they talk about these computer algorithms for trading.
Yep.
They all come into that sort of scalping area where they're taking small profits, but really frequently and really, really quickly.
what is your preferred method of short-term trading?
Yeah, I like the two options that I always go between is position trading. I particularly do that a bit more now because I don't have time to be in the market all the time. And I like the day trading kind of aspect.
Okay.
Just kind of getting in there and taking advantage of some of the indicators and getting out in 2 to 3 days. I tried scalping, but that's way too intense. Like, if you ever pull up a live 5 minute chart, 1 minute chart, and you see the price movement up, and it's insane. It's full on.
Is that something that's fully automated, or does it still, the scalping, does that still need human endeavor to make it work?
No, you can automate it. You can do both.
Yeah.
You can sit there and look at the indicators yourself and be watching for it. But a lot of people, smart people, have coded an algorithm to do that for you, to buy and sell based on certain parameters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It's
okay.
Not for me.
No. That's full on. That would be incredibly intense. So, okay. So that's a kind of a brief summary of what's out there. So the question then is, with this sort of type of investing, obviously there's an opportunity to get money quicker than if you're going through the normal investing.
Yeah.
In general, besides position trading, which is kind of, as you said, it's fairly close.
It's sort of longer term, yeah.
Fairly close to the longer term investing.
So you started going to probably what a difference is with the position. You start to go maybe a bit into the fundamentals of maybe a company. Maybe there's a product release coming up. Maybe there's something that's going to spur the stock price or something in the economy as well as the charts. Whereas the other three, you're really kind of looking at the charts.
Yeah, okay.
It's purely looking
at that. So it becomes a very technical analysis. So we speak a lot, Phil, about when we're talking about investing,
yeah.
We talk about you look at there's a kind of an analytic approach. So you're looking at the numbers, obviously. That's very important. But you're also looking at who's running the company, what's the squawks that have come out of the company about their future process.
100%, yeah.
You know, there's a kind of a qualitative assessment and a quantitative assessment. With shorter term trading or day trading, whatever you want to call it. We'll call it shorter term trading to cover all aspects. Is it much more about a technical analysis? So is it for people that are more technically minded, I suppose, is what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, and in a way, the stock's almost irrelevant. You're just trading numbers or indicators on a chart.
Yeah.
Even the vehicle's almost irrelevant. Like what I'm teaching in our group at the moment is the basis of trading foreign exchange or foreign currencies.
Yeah.
Because if you learn that first, you can apply that to stocks, you can apply that to cryptos or commodities. So you learn that foundation.
Where is that, sorry? Where is that?
I started to put new stuff into the Facebook group.
Oh, the Rookie Investor group, yeah. Cool.
So, technical analysis, almost irrelevant, kind of what you're trading to a certain degree.
Yeah, right.
You're just looking at that price movement on the chart.
And buying, selling as need be.
Different indicators. You're looking at things like, trend lines. If something's going up and it's touched 3 times, is it going to break a certain point? Looking at points of resistance. So we always teach people to look left on a chart. So what happens, and you can do this with like an index or, like the Dow Jones index. If you have a look at where it's at, you can day trade the index based on technical analysis.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that. And if you have a look, what happens before is, around those even numbers, so like 27,000, for example, what happens is it goes up and then it goes down because people sell. People like round numbers. So that's when they sell their positions.
Yeah.
So you have a look to see how many times a line kind of touched that number in the past and then identify when it's going to kind of break out. So you can pick up a chart and you can pick up so much information in about 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, right.
As to where that stock's going to go.
And is that, without committing you to anything, is that an accurate way to look at numbers? I mean, I suppose what you're sort of getting at is human nature is infallibly true in the sense that it repeats itself. You know, we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And the vast likelihood is this same process is going to happen across the board for all stocks?
Yeah, well, you hedge your bets. So when it does have a breakout and it goes past that 27,000, you kind of put in a stop loss underneath it in case it goes back down.
Okay.
Or you just keep riding the increase to go up.
And that stop loss is what? What is that?
So stop loss is a market. You put an order into the market and say, when the stock or commodity or the currency gets to this point, I want to get out. I want to sell because it's gone below my threshold.
Yeah, right. Okay. That can all be done automatically.
You can set that up as you go.
Yeah, okay.
Just a trailing stop loss.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Now that's already really interesting. So it gives a sort of a flavor of what that shorter term investing is about. It's very technically minded. It probably does require some assistance with most people with programming or with algorithms, particularly as you get to that sort of smaller numbers. Smaller time frames, I should say, rather than smaller numbers. Smaller time frames. How much money would you sort of expect? Because when we talk about investing, we often talk about, you know, $1,000. Obviously, you can invest as little as $50 using the Stake app.
Yeah.
If you're in Australia and you want to invest in the US market, highly recommended. If you sign up, we've also got a deal where you can get some extra money if you just use Cheeky as a voucher. How much would you recommend? So we talk about $1,000 as a kind of a general sort of number to really get things going. How much would you recommend for day trading? Is it less of a short-term investment? Is it less than that because it's a much higher turnover?
Yeah, well the fees are critical. You know, CommBank used to charge $20 to buy, $20 to get out. So that's $40.
Yeah.
In a $1,000 account, you've blown that 4% straight away.
If you're doing scalping, you blow that in a couple of hours.
It's hard to recover. So you want low fees. So that's why Forex can be quite good because you don't generally pay a fee. You just pay
Forex?
You just pay a spread. So Forex, foreign exchange, you're essentially...
Oh, foreign exchange.
Yeah. It's just an abbreviation. It's what the cool kids say.
I know, I've seen it everywhere. It's all those creepy scammers on Instagram talk about Forex as well.
Oh, they're everywhere.
It's all those stupid charts like the lion's back or all this crap.
Amazing.
It's such so bullshit, man. Oh, it's pathetic. But anyway, right, okay. So foreign exchange,
one of the same.
Yep. Money-wise, how much you think?
Fees is important. You've got to have minimal kind of fees. So something like, you can kind of day trade, I guess. What you do is you have two elements. You have software or, Yahoo Finance is kind of good where you can do all your analysis, have a look at your charts, and then you just need a platform. So you can day trade on Stake. So you can buy in and out. Although it takes a few days for that order to go through, so it might be sort of minutes type of thing.
It's the position type one, definitely. Because I use Stake regularly and, it's not that quick. And also with markets opening, if you're in Australia, obviously markets are opening at generally 12 p.m., but depends on the change in
and
time.
The other one we might get into a bit later is using contracts and leverage.
Yep.
So that's how you can, have stocks that you don't own, but you trade.
Okay.
You kind of control and don't
contracts
own.
For differences. That's
CFDs.
That's
going to be a whole other point.
That's a huge topic. That's really high risk, isn't it? That's what there was an Irish billionaire, Sean Quinn, who built up his own company. He's an incredibly successful businessman. And before the crash, he put a vast sum of money into contracts for difference.
Yeah.
And he lost it all. He actually ended up bankrupt as a result of this. So he did it with the bank. And I don't know the full details of what it all worked out, but my understanding is it's quite a high risk method.
We teach you the risk management aspect in the
market. Yeah, of course. There is ways to make it.
We don't let you put any more than 2% risk in any one trade.
Yeah, right.
So which means you have to be wrong 50 times in a row to blow your account.
Yeah, right.
And if you do that, then you probably shouldn't be
training. No, you should just get out and just retire to the front.
In terms of the starting amount, I mean, what we can teach people is kind of kick off with, you can start with $100, $200, because you trade this thing called pips in Forex.
Yeah.
And if you do a micro account, it can be 10 cents a pip. Means that you can, 2% of your account is $2. So you're starting with $100, you make $2. And that's probably the way to do it, is kind of grow with your account. So if you're really nervous, you can paper trade. You can do your analysis and write down and say, okay, based on my analysis, I would have bought Amazon at $1,900 on this date. And then I'd have sold on this date.
And there's also free programs online that you can put money in and you do the same thing and you're testing it, but it's not money, it's fake. But it shows you
just paper trading. And then move on to, maybe $500 account and get used to dealing with $500. Then move it up to $1,000, then $2,000, then $5,000. And, the more you get up, the less emotion you kind of get attached to it. Whereas if you put $10,000 in straight away, you're like, oh, fuck,
a lot of pressure.
It's
just
$800.
That's a good point.
That's
a very good point,
so
actually.
You're up in kind of increments.
And that's one that I hadn't really thought of because I was going to ask about the pluses and minuses, but I think we should ask about the psychology, which is really important. It always is with investing.
Yeah.
Psychology is one of one of the most important things to get right when it comes to successfully investing consistently. So psychology with shorter term investing, it's obviously it's not FOMO, so it's not fear of missing out. You can't play that game.
Yeah.
It's not taking knee-jerk reactions, or is it? Maybe, I don't know. If you're scalping it, is it? Is it reactions?
It's all the psychology of winning and losing. So what we do if something goes down, we have this mindset where we want to hold on until we break even. And it's just the weird thing we do. We're like, oh, okay, maybe the worst is over. And then you keep holding, 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 and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then when something goes up, you're like, oh, my God, I've made money. I want to lock this in case it goes backwards.
Yeah.
So what that creates is people, you know, they're creating, you know, bigger losers and smaller winners.
Yeah.
And you obviously want to do it the other way around.
Yep.
And through the right risk management, you don't have to be right 50% of the time. You can be right 4 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
But the right risk management, you can come out in front by doing that.
And so the key to that is a system.
Yeah, you need a trading plan. You need a system that you follow. Yeah. Yeah. And you need a, not just starting out, but you need to track all your trades. You need to write down why you got in. And that way, when you're not in such an emotional state, when you're removed from it, you can go through and be a bit more emotionless in your assessment of your trades.
Yeah.
Because when you're in there and you're seeing things go up and you're seeing opportunities or things going down, it's that's when it's harder to keep a level head. But yeah, if you follow a plan and just get in and out based on certain parameters,
awesome.
It becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, that's good. And all that's taught in the course and the masterclass, isn't it?
It's taught in the course, yeah. Yep. It can be really boring when you follow a method, like a methodology. Bank account's not boring.
No.
When you consistently win.
But it's the same in business. Yeah, it's like, you know, successful business people, actually, a lot of them are quite boring. It's not exciting because it's consistently doing something well. You know, that's it. Yeah. And it's the only way you can do something consistently well and own a business is by having a system or systems in place to do it.
And the other way to use it, actually, is if you're investing for the long term and you're a value investor and you're buying these companies that are sort of slow growth and they're big dividend payers and they're not doing much, and you're a person who needs excitement and action, throw 5 or 10% of your account into a trading account and play around with trading so you get that kind of reward of being in the market. Leave your investing alone. Because what a lot of people do is they'll do the perfect analysis, buy in, but they'll get bored of Coca-Cola and then they'll try and jump into tech stocks and then they'll lose money because they've, you know, they're just trying to chase more emotion or a reward or a dopamine hit.
So you
can kind of, if that feels like you, just start up a trading account and try and get your dopamine that way.
Yeah, using smaller amounts of money. No, that's good. That's a good tip, actually. So pluses and minuses of shorter-term investing. Let's go with pluses first. Obviously, you can make money if you get it all right. You can make money much quicker than longer-term investing.
You can, yeah. You can make good money. And the way I teach people, I don't teach people to replace their income. I think that adds too much stress. Like, you're trying to gauge the market every single week to make enough to eat and pay your expenses. So the way I do it is I'm like, start with 1,000, and at the end of the year, it's 10,000. Maybe take half that out, go on holiday, and start New Balance next year. You're kind of building a wealth pool. So, you can do that. You can get it a lot quicker. You have a bit more control, I guess, over, you know, when you can kind of get in and out and based on your parameters. And I don't know, you can kind of do it part-time. You can do it quickly.
Yep.
You can pull up a chart and say, all right, so this indicator's at this point. I should sell this stock and get out, or I should buy at this point. Whereas, you know, investing, you're like, okay, so what's the earnings per share forecast for the next 10 years? And then you're getting deep.
You get into a lot. Yeah.
No, so it can be a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so that's another plus. The other plus is the excitement.
Yeah, the excitement parts, yeah.
You know, which is why a lot of people, right, that's why, you know, a lot of people get into investing. It's there is a thrill and a buzz. And yes, we're not going to pretend that doesn't exist. That's
especially doing it about yourself.
Oh, for sure.
A trade that, you know, makes you a couple of $1,000 in a short period of time. That's
wow, it's
stuff.
Magic. Yeah, absolutely. Any other pluses? It's you can do it from home.
Do it from the beach.
Do it from the beach. Yeah, like Tim Sykes, or from the top of a mountain. Have you ever seen his Instagram page?
Yeah.
It's literally just photos of him in different places with a computer.
He just takes his laptop off.
It's pathetic. It's like, mate, what are you doing? Just enjoy a holiday.
Got internet reception on there. Guarantee.
you can do it anywhere on the top of a mountain or a beach. Negatives, obviously you can lose money.
Yeah, you can lose money.
But not if you follow the system that you're sort of talking about.
Not if you put in a stop loss.
Yeah.
That's generally ordered. Like, you buy a stock at $100 and you put in a stop loss, say, if this stock goes down, I'm selling it $95 regardless of what happens and you've lost 5% of your account.
Yeah.
So you can kind of manage that part.
Yep.
Australia's not in a great time zone for trading because Australia and Asia don't have a lot of volatility or volume in the market.
No, okay.
It's kind of US and Europe.
Yeah.
That you need. So the downside is to get really good opportunities, particularly for shorter term, it's generally that US market. So
yeah, okay.
My advice is move to Europe.
Yes.
The US market opens up at 4 p.m. in Europe.
Perfect. So
amazing time.
You get up at, you know, mid-noon, 1, have your chill out, have your whatever, sit down at your computer.
Go see some sights, have some food.
Do a couple of hours and then you go out and have dinner in the evening. It's perfect.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. It's beautiful, amazing. Beautiful. Okay, so that's the negatives are, yeah, the timing if you're in Australia. Obviously, you can lose money sort of quickly, but that is actually fairly controlled. Is there a thing of overwhelming technical information? Or do you feel it's all pretty manageable? Like, just the way you're talking about it, I can imagine you could go down a rabbit hole of tech looking at pips and marks and curves and different things. Like, again, you just go into Instagram and you see these accounts and people, it's just like, it's too much.
And that's the advantage of paying for something, because particularly with our training stuff, what we teach in the masterclass isn't anything new. Like, you can go out there and Google it all. But that's the thing, you don't know where to start. So the course, we start you off with understanding, how the market sort of works, what's happening when you're trading Forex pairs, what's the risk management side, what's some of the psychological issues you'll have, what are the biggest pairs, where's the most money going to, because you want to jump into the most money, what's some basic charts, what do they look like, have you got an open high, low close chart, a Japanese candlestick chart, a line chart, we go through and explain all that. We bring volume into it, shows how volume impacts it. We have a look at various indicators. We'll introduce one at a time and how that impacts on the movement of the stock price. And then we, rate the ones that are the most likely or most reliable indicators. So we kind of walk you through from a 0 to 100
process. Yeah.
Yep. Rather than, if you jump on a YouTube video or Instagram, someone's kind of up at level 80 and you're trying to work out what all these other lines are. Some of it's bullshit. I look at some people's technical analysis. Right. There are fucking lines everywhere. I'm like, what does that mean? I have no idea why this line is over here.
It's the danger with free stuff, particularly in YouTube, because people can put up what the hell they want. So there's no real feedback. Whereas obviously if you're paying for a course, you've got the right to get a refund from that. So the person who's making that course is under pressure to deliver the best way they can because they don't want you getting a refund. So automatically, in my view, you're better off buying a course because you know you've got that protection. So that's
And that's the other thing. Like if people send me a screenshot of their analysis of their chart, I'll go through and I'll be like, cool, looks good, maybe do this instead, or what does that mean, or
so you get that
just
kind
of have a conversation
support.
Around it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because no one's doing that element. You kind of say, here's how you do it, go along and do it, but it kind of takes a little bit to get used to.
Oh, for sure, and I'm only now beginning to get into the shorter-term investing stuff. So, I've had some good successes with value investing, but I definitely agree, Phil. We're always hunting for the easiest way to make the most amount of money, let's be honest. Right. In a way, the trading, I feel a bit more comfortable now tackling it. So, and I think having that support is really important. But anyway, that's slightly an aside, but I think it's probably the final question on this shorter term investing I have is, what areas should people be looking at? What are the best areas for shorter term investing gains?
Volatility. Volatile market.
So volatile
Tesla is one of the best stocks to day trade because it is chaotic what he does.
Yeah, okay.
His tweet can send the market up, his stock up 15-20%.
Yeah, right.
And then you're like, oh, it's full of shit. Then it drops 15-20%. So you want to go both ways too when you trade. You want to buy and sell. Like you want to go short to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
But Tesla, because of volatility is there, people are coming out saying Elon Musk's a dick. He's saying he proves people wrong with his massive earnings. So you want volatility in a stock, so something that goes up and down gives you the opportunity for rapid gains.
Okay, now that's good.
Whereas you don't want something to move, a matter of 10% within a year. You want Tesla that's gone from 220 to 380 bucks a stock in that same year.
Yeah, okay.
That's chaotic.
Awesome.
So look for volatility. And you can do that in events. Brexit, massive volatility.
Yep.
US election, always volatility.
I was going to say that, yeah. At the moment, Trump, inherently there's volatility in the stock markets, but probably also in the currencies. because the dollar, even though it mightn't be shifting significant amounts, it's moving continually up and down because of various tweets and various things happening. It's getting knocked, it's going up. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I'm actually going to do a blog post soon on this really cool tactic for reporting season. So when companies come out and report their earnings, particularly tech companies, it's really volatile because if they miss their earnings, the stock will go down. But if they exceed it, the stock's going to go up 20-25%.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've got a really cool strategy I'm going to write about.
That could be a bit of a course as well that we could run for people here in Jiki. Awesome.
All right.
Very good. Well, look, giving you, as always, a very healthy but brief overview of what short-term investing is about. So for anyone that... You know, we're talking about day trading, but that's, as Phil explained at the beginning, that's one part of the sort of shorter term investing umbrella. So hopefully you've gained some information on that. It's given you the confidence to decide if you think that's the right way to go for you. What we would recommend if you're really interested, just drop us a line, me and Phil, on Facebook, Cheeky Investor. Just have a chat about what we can offer you in terms of courses, because the only way you're going to get it right is by learning, and you really want to get courses that are successful. We've got heaps of people that have gone through the course, and there's comments on Facebook, and we've got different things on our landing page, testimonials from people that have gone through our courses and have basically said, yeah, look, it's sort of changed the way I look at things, it's changed my life, it's helped me pay off things, I've got this win, I got that win. So all that's out there. We're very transparent and all that, and obviously drop us a line and ask us really tough questions. I'm not going to answer them. Phil is. I'm not a technical investor, but we can certainly get back to you on that. So as always, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to look us out on Facebook, Cheeky Investor, cheekyinvestor.com/masterclass is where you can find that course. And hopefully we shall catch you next week.